The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is hosting a high-level event today at its headquarters in Rome to address the structural causes and consequences of gender inequality in rural areas. According to FAO, achieving gender equality and women's empowerment is an absolute precondition to breaking the cycle of poverty and hunger. The event is being organized by FAO and the European Union in close collaboration with the International Fund for Agricultural Development, the World Food Programme and UN Women. To elaborate more on these issues is Regina Loeb, Senior Officer for the FAO Social Policies and Rural Institutions Division. Ms. Loeb, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Barriers facing women and girls around the world are deep-rooted, especially in rural societies. What are the main issues you've identified in the communities FAO has worked in?
Rural women in general account for more than half of food production and represent half of the agricultural labor force in developing countries. They play a key role in agriculture, in rural enterprises, in economies, where the majority of the world's poor population is living. Women make up two-thirds, for example, of the world's 600 million poor livestock producers. And to give you some other figures, of the 56 million people employed in fishing and aquaculture, women are 19% of people employed in the primary sector, but 50% in the secondary sector. They have less access to land or to irrigation, water, to technologies, tools, credit, agriculture extension services. They are often also excluded from decision-making and planning and are more discriminated against in the labor market. And consequently of this discrimination, women's work is often less paid or not paid at all. And in the end, the rural economy and rural development loses out. So very often women work also longer hours than their husbands or their male counterparts. They have to carry out care work. They produce the meals for their families. And they spend many hours per day to fetch water for home consumption. Women need to have more equal access to land, because if you have equal access to land, if you are the land owner, you have easier access to rural credit, to irrigation water, to rural extension services. Women absolutely need to have more voice, so they need to be heard and they need to have the power to take decisions.
What specific areas need to be targeted to empower rural women and close the gender gap in rural communities?
Already in 2010-11, FAO has carried out a worldwide study to understand better this gender gap and how it is structured and how it can be addressed. And the overall finding of this study was that if rural women would have equal access to resources and to services as their male counterparts, the agricultural production on their farms could be increased by 2.5% to 4%, which is a considerable amount and which consequently would also lead to a reduction of people who are hungry in the world. FAO has a very long-standing experience in working with rural women and men. And based on this experience, a gender policy has been developed, which guides the organization and its work in collaboration with member states. The first objective points to ensure equal participation of women in decision-making, in rural institutions, in policies, formulations of law, etc. The second objective points to ensure equal access and control over jobs, but also land, markets, etc. And the third one is to focus on the reduction of workload of women by introducing better technologies and services. And there was, for example, the government of Guatemala that approached FAO and asked support to develop the agriculture policy of the country in a way that addresses gender inequalities in the rural sector. So FAO supported the government and also the agriculture extension services by providing training workshops, by providing technical inputs. FAO also supports member countries in the development of inclusive and gender-sensitive value chains to strengthen women's entrepreneurship skills through trainings and technical equipment. It's very important for decision makers, policy makers, to know where are the largest inequalities and how they can be addressed. And that's why FAO collects sex disaggregated data and carries out detailed analysis.
And gender equality and women's empowerment are featured prominently in the Sustainable Development Goals. What needs to be done to achieve the 2030 vision?
The Agenda 2030 recognizes very well that gender equality is a basis for a just and peaceful and sustainable world. And it is also a fundamental human right, of course. The battle to end hunger and poverty must be tackled mainly in rural areas, where nearly 80% of the hungry and the world's poor are living. In order to do this, it is necessary to show strong political will and at the same time to invest in the main agents of change. And who are they? These are the rural women, the small producers, family farmers, indigenous communities, young people. And it is also necessary and important to transform existing food systems that use a high amount of inputs to make them more sustainable, reduce food losses, and improve the management of resources and innovative techniques. This is possible only if we integrate equally rural women and men and ensure the economic, political, but also social empowerment of women. In order to achieve gender equality, there are 3 points which are very important. The first one, eliminate all forms of discrimination against women and girls. The second one, eliminate violence against women and girls in public or in private spheres. And the third one, recognize and value women's work through the provision of services, technologies, social protection policies, and foster shared responsibility within the household.
Thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Loeb.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.